Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, NPRI filed a lawsuit against the state's economic development. We'll talk to Professor Eric Herzig, who's a professor of political science at UNR. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Michael Hackett, Ernie Adler, and Andy Barbano. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream, and always remember, press on.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Health insurance options for your employees and a tax credit for you. Now that's good for business. The Small Business Health Options Program, the SHOP from Nevada HealthLink, gives small businesses access to a variety of quality health plans for employees to choose from. All created to help fit a business owner's budget and to help attract the best employees. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com or talk to your insurance agent and explore your options through the SHOP.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Eric Herzig. He is professor of political science at UNR. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
It's always fun.
As we sit here this morning on the 6th of February, the Supreme Court is going to announce its decision on term limits. Give us both sides of the story and how you think this is going to play out.
Well, I've predicted that the Supreme Court actually will find that the mayor's office is separate. But if I'm wrong, I'm not going to be just shocked, like, oh, how dare they do that. The language that I read, you know, a council and mayor, and so it does separate. The mayor does have some separate duties. The sides, it's hard to say that it's like this totally rational argument. Clearly, Eddie Horton wants to push this because if he drives out any of the, I'll call them incumbents, even though they're not, the return council people, whatever, they have a clear advantage. Jessica Sferrazza has a clear advantage. She has to be considered the front runner, both name recognition, has good organization, has a lot of money. And so there's a political motive in pursuing this suit. And the Supreme Court is ultimately going to decide a major part of how that election goes forward.
Dwight Dorr Charles, who appears to be the one being endorsed by Mayor Cashell.
Yes.
This also would have ramifications down south with Andy Hafen if the Supreme Court were to go against this.
Well, see, I think that's the more interesting one because he's in office. And so what do you do about that?
Do you do what the legislature does and just ignore it when things like that happen? People run outside of their districts, they get elected, and the majority party is in control, and it's your party.
Well, one can take that kind of cynical view of how Nevada politics sometimes resolves a contradictory issue by just saying, what? and we just move on. In Reno, you're getting the answer, in a sense, before that situation, but it does have effects across the state.
It's going to be very interesting to watch. What do you think about a governor's race that apparently ain't a race, even though Senator Reid says that he's going to have a Democratic candidate that will have name recognition and will all fall behind if you're in the Democratic Party?
The stealth candidate. I was a little surprised when Sisolak dropped out. Not shocked, because he had taken so long to announce. And given that Sandoval has, you know, very good name recognitions, arguably the most popular major elected politician in the state, his first finance report, $3 million, and the rhetoric coming out of his group, it's like, hey, bring it on, we're ready. So there was no advantage to delay, and Sisolak delayed and then finally withdrew. That puts the Democrats in a really bad spot.
From a fundraising point of view, if not anything else.
Sisolak actually hit that when he said he was leaving. I would be spending all my time raising money just to catch up with Brian Sandoval. Sandoval has great crossover appeal. There are plenty of Democrats who have voted for Brian Sandoval either as attorney general or as governor. Ironically, the most critical voices about Brian Sandoval are from the conservative wing of the Republican Party.
Tig Sagerblum said on this program, if it weren't for taxes, he could be a Democrat.
I don't know that I would go that far, but he certainly is comfortable working across the aisle, more so in his second legislative session. In his first legislative session, I think he tried to be that conservative, tough guy. He's just not very good at playing that role.
He's too likable.
He's very likable, and there's nothing wrong with that in politics, and that's something I would argue that particularly conservative Republicans need to recognize. Mitch Daniels, former governor of Indiana, said that it doesn't hurt being liked, and too oftentimes Republican candidates come across as being mean, and Sandoval has figured that one out. He's figured out ways to, you know, craft a coalition of a lot of centrist conservative Democrats in this state, for example, as well as many frustrated, I'll call them traditional Republicans. And the loud voices on the right are just that. Their voices, where else do they have to go? And what viable candidates have they put forward that could replace him? So they don't have it. By the same token, it's not good that the Democrats don't have a headliner at the top of the ticket. That could have effects down the ticket. And particularly, you know, with Lucy Flores, it doesn't help her and Lieutenant Governor. And I would say Justin Jones, who the Republicans are really targeting, trying to get down in Clark County, I would say could hurt him.
And it'll be interesting for the governor because most of his campaigns in the past, and he, you know, is the figurehead, of course, but the campaign runs the campaign. And some of his campaigns have been some of the nastiest, ugliest campaigns over the years, AG's race, etc. And, of course, the fight with Rory Reid. This time, it would seem like they're going to be able to run a completely positive campaign. Have they ever done that before?
I don't know.
I'll leave that hang. Let's take a break. More with Eric Herzig when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
we perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Nevada is a lot like most places. There are never enough resources for education.
Everybody have a pencil?
Kids need books, paper, pens, and other supplies. But a lot of people just can't afford them. I try to help out as much as I can, but it adds up. That's why when a company like Barrett Gold donates more than $1 million to Nevada schools, it really helps.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Professor of Political Science Eric Herzig from UNR. You brought up a lieutenant governor's race. Mark Amadei was on the program, the congressman, and he was talking about the danger for the Republicans that if State Senator Hutchison and Sue Loudon attack each other too hard, that they're going to end up being drugged off the field and not being able to stand up to the Democratic candidate.
Absolutely. The challenge for the Democrats in this election is you've got this, say, 50, 60,000 voter registration lead. They've done very well.
Which may increase. That just turned around because of the rolls being cleaned up.
Absolutely. They've done a very good job there. They've had good turnout in 08, 10, 12. But you had a headliner at the top of the ticket. Now you don't. The test for the Democrats is can you produce when you don't have anybody at the top of the ticket.
But they also have a full-time machine going. I mean, it's been in place for many years now. They also have the unions
But will they show up? And the unions, I would say, a good example. The unions are a very potent force in politics when they show up. But you can't always count on them, same with the Latino vote. By the same token, for the Republicans, back to, in a sense, your question, the challenge for the Republicans is can you avoid what Republicans have done the last few electoral cycles of these bitter primary fights that are very expensive to where the person limps out without any kind of coalition, even within the party, having spent all your money, and then you limp into a race. Now, that happened, for example, with Dean Heller, his first time he ran for Congress, in a district that's amazingly safe for Republicans, and it was the closest race that district's had in its history. In the lieutenant governor's race, you could see the same thing.
And Democrats can look back and remember a senator named Chick Hecht.
Yep. This is the test for the Republicans, and has been really since about 2004. It's like you can't have these bitter fights where having a primary is not a bad thing to air issues and whatnot, but at the end of the day, the two sides walk away saying, well, I can't vote for you. You're not a, quote, real Republican, or the true conservatives lost. You know, get over it, guys. You need to rally around or you don't win elections.
And folks in Fallon over the past weekend, according to Congressman Amadei, were pushing back at the candidates and saying, look, don't keep attacking each other. Tell us what you're for. Tell us actually what you stand for.
And that's also been a struggle for the Republican Party, I would say, that in a sense, you know what, against Obamacare and against, what's the positive agenda going forward? And that gets back to what we were talking about earlier. It doesn't hurt to be liked. It doesn't hurt to, in a sense, be respected, be able to talk to the other side, let alone within your own party. And that's kind of, I think, the test for Republicans in this election.
Do you think that Obamacare, now we know as long as the president is in office, Obamacare is not going away, because even if the entire Congress rolled over, he's still going to veto any attempt to overturn it. Do you think that as we go along here, that the public is going to start to find out more things that they like about Obamacare and that are beneficial to them versus all the negative attacks that have been occurring over the last year?
In a word, yes. I mean, in a sense, in public policy, if you're supposed to say, if you didn't kill that in the crib, once it starts getting implemented, once you start having 6, 10, 12 million people who have gotten insurance through various exchanges, even though the exchanges aren't working very well, they now have insurance. To take away, for example, having your children on your insurance until age 26, I don't hear too many Republican voices saying, oh, well, we're going to get rid of that. Pre-existing.
In fact, the other part of that is that Republicans are saying, we want to change this, but we want to keep all those good things.
But they didn't want to before. Now, okay, we want to keep those. And in a sense, the Republicans are now coming to the table to talk to the Democrats. Obamacare, in my opinion, Obamacare wasn't particularly good legislation because it was written only by one side. Now, both sides will say, well, Republicans say, well, we were shut out, and the Democrats will say, hey, you never even knocked on the door. Regardless, back to, in a sense, your question, as it becomes more comfortable and as people start seeing various benefits, I think they'll start to address some of the problems that you have, but you're going to see the kind of a high, if there's any change, you're going to see this hybrid of we're going to keep this part. May not call it Obamacare if Republicans take over, but a lot of it will still be there.
And in the end, Obamacare still ends up being part of the president's legacy.
It absolutely would be part of the president's legacy, for in a sense, for better or for worse. But that was a major legislative victory, whether you like it or not. Comprehensive health care reform had been talked about virtually by every president. And he and, I would say, Harry Reid delivered on it. Again, you don't have to like it, but in terms of just achieving something, that was a major achievement.
John Boehner thinks that it'll be difficult to get immigration out of the House. Do you think his members may help change his mind on that? Because for the Hispanic vote in so many districts across the nation, this is a big deal.
Well, and I read today there, Dean Heller said he's optimistic that you're going to get a vote. I'm not optimistic at all. I just don't think that's too heavy a lift.
And especially in an election year. You know, in watching previous versions
yes.
of immigration, there are so many IEDs along the roadway that it's stunning how things can be blown up. And it really
yes.
just takes the right moment in time for something like that to occur.
Yeah, we call them policy windows. That policy window was cracked open a little bit maybe at the end of last year, but now as the election year advances, it's that window slammed shut.
Do you think the phrase "seal the border" makes any sense? Because the idea of actually doing that, when you really look at the realities of immigration, people overstaying visas, for example, that's not a seal the border type issue. And how many billions, if not trillions, do you spend to prevent 100 people crossing the border, 1,000 people? You know, where do you draw that line? And especially when you have a president who has deported more people than any other president in the last several years. We got about 15, 20 seconds.
Facts don't need to apply here. These are good talking points. Seal the border. The Democratic talking point is aspiring Americans, not illegal immigrants. It's rhetoric. That's why I don't think we're going to see policy.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
It was fun.
Never enough time. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
It's coming. The event you've been waiting for, one weekend only. We're rolling out the red carpet for you. Auto Show 2014 is here. Don't miss Reno's top 19 dealers as they come together under one roof to bring you their biggest selection and best incentives yet. Auto Show 2014, February 21st through 23rd at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. Rule the road.
I'm a personal injury attorney, and we represent people who are injured in car accidents, slip and falls, and sometimes people who are injured by their own insurance companies who treat them unfairly.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Wake up and come play.
Make something new.
Play dress up with us.
And get moving, too.
Watch all your friends and join the fun on NBC Kids.
Faithful, faithful, faithful.
These are songs of faith and encouragement. Time Life presents Encouraged, today's greatest gospel anthems. Get Encouraged on two CDs for just $24.99. But wait, order in the next 10 minutes, and we'll cut the price to just
$14.99.
Then preview other great gospel collections. Satisfaction guaranteed. So call now, and get encouraged on two CDs for just $14.99.
Call 1-800-683-7799 to order Encourage Today's Greatest Gospel for $14.99 plus shipping when you call in the next 10 minutes with your credit card or order online.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Michael Hackett is here with Arwitz Consulting. Ernie Adler is a former state senator, and Andy Barbano is editor of NevadaLabor.com. And looking spiffy, sir, may I say, especially for those listening on the radio.
I thought spiffy was Charlie Brown's dog.
It could be. So NPRI sues the governor's office of economic development over the Catalyst Fund subsidies, saying that Nevada's constitution clearly states that state government has no business picking winners and losers in the economy by subsidizing the favored. Your thoughts, Mr. Hackett?
I think there's some legitimacy to their lawsuit, and I think this, when you look at this in the broader context of all of the star bonds that have been issued, other types of tax abatements and things like that, I think there's legitimacy to their issue. It's going to be interesting to see ultimately how the court separates all of the different ways that Andy used the term off camera of corporate welfare, how that's meted out right now. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do it, if it's a very narrow specific focus or if they look at it in the broader context.
Okay, but I mean, from an economic development point of view, don't we want to have the state in some way involved in helping to bring businesses here? And the star bonds, there are a lot of businesses in Northern Nevada that are large businesses that would not be here if it weren't for star bonds.
I agree. I think ultimately you have to separate the mechanism, what its intent is, from the result, because I don't think the result is really that important. But to, you know, get back to your question, yes, I think it is very important that government be a facilitator of some sort to foster economic development.
Ernie?
Well, there is a problem with that constitutional provision. It's pretty clear you can't lend the full faith and credit of the state of Nevada to a private enterprise.
But aren't they parceling out, my understanding is, to the cities and the counties? They're not actually giving the money directly to the businesses?
Well, I still think they have an argument there. And there's other ways that government can be involved, such as, you know, guaranteeing loans and so forth without directly putting out government money to pay for a development project.
After the things we've seen with companies like Solyndra, would you be in favor of us guaranteeing loans?
We're getting $100 million business up in the industrial park here based on a federal loan guarantee, which is going to create a lot of jobs. So I still think that's not a bad idea. The failure rate is not that high.
What's the name of the company?
Which one is? It's the one that makes the earthquake shocks and so forth.
Oh, okay. All right.
I forget the name.
We will delve into this. Andy?
I'm too liberal to be a Democrat. I'm a flaming left-wing radical. But I totally agree with the moon howlers at the Nevada Policy Research Institute. I agree with Assemblyman Ira Hansen on the subject of corporate welfare. In our days at the Sparks Tribune, we were both on the same page with that. And corporate welfare has led the cities of Sparks and Reno to the edge of insolvency and bankruptcy. And I hope NPRI is flamingly successful in knocking this thing in the head.
Do you have a response to that, Mr. Hackett?
None whatsoever.
Crescent Hardy targeting Stephen Horsfoot, but has gotten a lot of publicity for some things that he said that made national press. Is this another Republican who is toast?
I don't want to say toast, but I think going into this, I think the odds were very long that he would be successful in this campaign to unseat Congressman Horsford. So, I think toast may be a little harsh, but again, I think it's a very, very big challenge that he's facing.
One of the things that's very strong for the Democrats is that they have an attack machine that if anything is said, whether it's in context or not, it's going to be out there on the wire and picked up by everybody across the country, and they're very good at that.
That's right, and I think where it's going to hurt him, most of his comments are obviously going to hurt him in the urban part of the district. I think they're going to hurt him pretty badly. I don't think it's going to hurt him at all in the rural areas where he lives. So, but there are quite a few more urban votes than rural votes in that district, so that I think that's what's going to turn the tide.
Your thoughts, Mr. Barbano?
I'm can't recall anything that this cat has said, but boy, here I am agreeing with the moon howlers this morning. Sharon Angle said on this program last week made a comment about the power of incumbency. And it's pretty hard to unseat a sitting member of Congress. 98% get reelected, which bodes well for both Stephen Horsford and Joe Heck.
I don't know if Dina Titus would agree with that comment.
Dina Titus, yeah, she's got real trouble getting reelected.
No, I'm talking about in her previous incarnation.
Right. Yeah,
she was in that 2%.
You know, so in that Joe Heck race, you know, he may have a fundraising advantage at this point in time, but do you think that Senator Reid is not going to make sure that Aaron Bilbray has plenty of funds to go up against him?
I think that there's a Democratic registration in the district and all that good stuff. Aaron Bilbray's problem is going to be that she has no political experience. No experience in office.
Not in office, but as a trainer she does.
Right, she does. But I think, getting back to your point, I think that the Democrat, the state Democratic Party and the National Democrats are going to make sure that she has all the resources she needs
and
to be competitive.
She's a strong candidate, if you've ever listened to her speak. I mean,
I'd love to hear her speak.
Very
we keep
good.
Inviting, and we don't get a response. So hopefully we'll have her on the program very soon.
That'd be good.
All right, we're going to hold you guys over till next week. So we got lodging in the back here. We'll be right back on the Newsmakers after this timeout.
Silly squirrel. He's quickly learning this home is protected by CatGuard, CatSci's exclusive rodent control system. Using high-performance metal coupled with advanced seal-up techniques, CatGuard ensures your home is impenetrable. CatGuard excludes everything from rodents and squirrels to bats, raccoons, and wildlife. Seal it up, keep them out, with CatGuard, only from CatSci Pest Control.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover for their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Are you looking for a new job? Then check out the News 4 Career Center. Contact Carrie Walker if your organization wants to be notified of KRNV job opportunities.
You know, we live in an uber-connected, hyper-documented, social media-savvy, and totally technologically enhanced world. And your kids can access every single corner of it. So explore websites together and find the appropriate ones for them. That way, you'll help them use the internet in ways it was meant to be used, to learn about the world, share ideas, and connect with their friends. The more you know, the more they'll know.
You can reuse almost anything.
Paper bags.
Soda bottles.
Handcuffs. Just saying.
So see what you can reuse.
You'll reduce what's sent to landfills. The more you know.
Coming up next week, among the guests, Sig Rogich will be here, Mayor Carolyn Goodman, and C.J. Hadley will see on the next Friday.